The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, let's move on here. We'll talk. We didn't expect to have this guy on. So since we spoke to him just 2 weeks ago, but since Carlos Beltran is involved or possibly involved with the stealing of signs, although what is he, a technician in regards to electronics? I don't know. Mike Silva, who joins us, he runs the podcast Talking Mets. Mike, welcome back to Talking Sports on
What's
Saturday.
Up, Mike?
Hey, well, thanks for having me on. I was very pleasantly surprised about the invite. I know you probably want to have a diverse stable of guests, but
I told you, you're our Mets go-to guy.
I'm sorry you there have you to go. Follow that.
There's a lot. Well, honestly, guys, I had no idea what that meant. So when he said it, I had no
Neither
idea.
Neither did I. I had to look into it. He did that once before.
All right, let's move on, Mike. Go ahead. What's the deal, Mike? If he's guilty in whatever association, and I don't think that I don't know how a player could be found guilty in this other than the in the management, that's who would be responsible for this at the end of the day. What do the Mets do?
I would be shocked if he got suspended. I think they'll interview him, they'll glean him over for information that will probably lead to something bigger. I think it was Mike Francesa, unfortunately, on a competitive station that said even if he plugged the camera in, he wouldn't be suspended. I don't even think Beltran would have went that far. I think basically the gamesmanship of trying to decipher signs and tipping pitches is something that he's taken pride over the years in doing. Other players do it. I think for baseball to be surprised that this is going on, and this is not just going on in Houston, but a lot of money down, it's going on elsewhere. Mm. I tweeted back in May when the Mets lost, I think, 3 or 4 of the Dodgers. I said, something didn't smell right. Those guys were on every pitch. It was a very frustrating series.
That would be so disappointing if it's going on everywhere. It really would be.
But Mike, hang on, Mike. I want to distinguish between two different things, because I don't want to group them. I feel like you're grouping them together, and I don't think they're similar. When you say stealing signs have been going on forever, that is true.
Yep.
But that was actually never illegal in baseball. What's illegal in baseball is using technology to do it. And what's happening here, you make it sound so casual, but it's not.
No, I'm big baseball for the fact the baseball not understanding with the amount of technology that's out there that they didn't police this sooner, especially after the Apple Watch thing a couple of years ago with the Red Sox.
Right.
You go and watch games now, there's zoning in that could happen. And, yeah, there's delays. But remember, there's different cameras. And I think I might have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I've been reading books, trying to really understand some of the new age thinking. There's a book out called MVP Machine. Players now using edgetronic cameras to help try to decipher their spin and their mechanics. If these things are getting thrown around the ballpark, there's definitely ways for teams to grab this stuff. I'm not a technology expert, and I don't know everything about what the NFL does. But I do know the NFL cuts out the communication between the coach and the quarterback, with about 20 seconds left on the play clock, 15 seconds left, maybe something like that. I'd have to look that up. It's the same thing, is there a way to cut it out? Because if it's a television camera for the broadcast, that's on a delay.
Hang on. It is not. No, that's not what it is. The Athletic article was very clear about this, and that's why Francesa is an idiot, because Francesa goes on a show, the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and he says you can't even do this because there's a delay. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. It's
that
not.
I
it's
agree
a,
with.
It's
and
a,
I know that. No,
it's
I,
a closed caption camera. They right. set it up specifically for the team. That's what Fires is talking about, and he's going to testify about that. You think Fires is talking about NBC or Fox, whatever, any station doing a live? No, he's not talking about that.
But then here's the problem. Baseball clearly knew that there were cameras being set up. And this goes back to the bigger thing that annoys me here. You think the Yankees, after Game 1, when they complained about sign stealing, you think that was the first time they thought about it? You don't think that they went into that series thinking about that? You don't think other teams knew this was going on? Why all of a sudden is this being reported? Why is it being reported? Because a month ago, one of their executives did something stupid after a post-game celebration.
Yep.
The team didn't play ball with the media. The media's ticked off at them. And now they're going to do a media proctology exam.
That doesn't explain why Fires came forward. That doesn't explain why Mike Fires came forward.
I call up Mike Fires or former teammates, say, hey, I'm trying to find out what's going on in Houston. Let's talk. And now this came
why
out.
Why is he
if
talking?
You don't think
why
the
do
media
you think
is
he's
going
talking?
Around trying to find out what's going on with the culture of the Astros. That is exactly what came out of that whole thing in the World Series. They have a bad culture. You talk about they've done reports about how bad it is to work there. Obviously, you know, some of the issues that have gone on with that particular incident, and now they're essentially trying to bring the organization down, which, hey, fine by me. I think they're arrogant, and I certainly think that there's a lot there that to unpack. And at the end, the owner's going to look bad, and Jeff Lundhaus is going to look bad. But mind you, this is the same organization that was just 6 weeks ago was the media darling. Oh, they're analytically inclined. They're
right.
smart. They could take any player and make him into, you know, Babe Ruth. Look, they've certainly been advanced, and they've certainly done a ton. They were a mess when the new ownership group took over. They had no television contract. I believe they had, you know, a 0.0 rating. And to get from there to here in, what, 6 or 7 years is tremendous work by those guys.
All right,
it's not just because they stole signs.
Worst-case scenario, Beltran is found, I guess you can use the word guilty or involved in this or whatever, which I find hard to believe that he's if he didn't push the
but
button.
Why?
But
why do you find it hard to believe?
The Mets are in a situation where I don't think it's a PR move for them. I don't think so. You're just saying that they're just going to speak to him and move on.
I think the Mets are doing exactly the only thing they can do. First of all, it's not a Met issue. Joe
nope.
Sherman trying to make it a Met issue is for clicks. There's no Met issue here.
Right. No Met
now,
issue.
Now, the Mets obstruct the investigation.
And somebody said to me, I thought I heard somebody different. Say something about, well, they didn't do their due diligence. Was he going to admit to this or something? I mean, silly.
Stupid. I mean, they don't look great.
I'm not going to get involved in making them look stupid.
Let me ask you both a question, okay? Very simple question. If this came out the day before Beltran got interviewed by the Mets, would the Mets have hired him?
It certainly would have probably been delayed.
Do you think that, Mike, would the Mets have fired him?
It would have been a conversation in the interview. I don't think it changed anything. Look, even if he was sitting watching a camera relaying signs, he's not the report that came out today, there is internal emails going
yes.
from executives to scouts saying, you know, go get cameras and start developing patterns on signs. Now, again, that's a gray area. If you go to a ballpark and you're a scout and you record stuff, and you're using that to decipher the sign pattern, it's bad form, but it may not be illegal.
Listen, the bottom line is, if this came out before the Mets interview, Brody Van Wagenen would have looked like a complete moron.
But it didn't.
To hire him.
But it didn't.
It happened 2 days later.
Well,
I mean, if he was stealing signs off of second base,
that's not what happened, Mike. That's not what's being reported.
He didn't say cameras. He built part of, and Alex Cora as well.
No, he didn't say cameras, but the Athletic article and Fires Fires is testifying that Beltran, Cora, and Hinch were the three main guys involved in devising the closed caption camera, right? I know Beltran is not saying cameras, right? Of course he's going to say that. What's he going to do, admit that he broke the rules? He can't do that.
At the worst case, I think Beltran gets fined.
That's
and
what
the
I
only
know.
Way that the Mets get in trouble here is if they obstruct the investigation, which they've publicly said no. Just be honest. That's what happened with Atlanta when their GM got suspended for life.
Let me ask you a question, Mike.
Baseball off is when you try to obstruct an investigation.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. If Beltran is lying to Brody? I was not involved with setting up the cameras. I was not involved with this. I was not involved with that. And then it turns out that he did lie to them.
Different. Yeah. I mean, I'd be shocked if that's the case. Now you're looking at a scenario similar to what happened with Wally Backman when the Diamondbacks hired him. He omitted information.
Another dummy.
So what happens in that case?
Fired him, which is a whole other story. But then that's a different thing. Would they fire him then? Then you'd have a different situation.
Right.
I would be shocked if that's the case.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Real quickly, Wheeler or Met next year?
I think it's 50-50. I don't think it's as fait accompli that he's gone as people think. And I probably would, at this point, looking at the market, give him a 4 or 5 year deal at $20 million per. Much, it's risky, but not as risky as spending the money on the bullpen. And they can't skimp on both of that. That's why I think they really should go the Wheeler route and sign him. They know what they got there.
Well, I can tell you that Will Smith is off the market.
Yeah. That would have been a good move for the Mets, Will Smith.
Well, again, that's a 5 year contract or 4 year contract. That's a pretty risky contract. I think Wheeler would come with less risk than signing a bullpen guy that you'll have $13 million on the books. You could probably bank it for a good move next year. It's not the dollars per se each year. It's the length. I think that's what bothers me.
Yeah, no doubt. Yep. All right, Mike, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks for being there.
You're the best, Mike.
All right, Izzy, let's take...
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.